What up, y'all? Welcome to the Ball Brothers Podcast. I'm Kev on stage.
Tony Baker.
It's where we just meet up as friends to talk about stuff, man. Yeah. We've been on this best run where we're doing the best of 1990s. I think this year's
94.
You feel me?
94.
But before we get to all that, Jazz, man, we're on tour.
Yes.
The Ball Brothers. This week, we're in Dallas, Houston, and Atlanta.
Yeah.
If there's tickets even available.
Get them.
The next time we're out will be Chicago and Detroit. All right, so those are pretty large venues, so still might be tickets available. Go to kevonstage.com or tonybakercomedy.com. Yes. Do not Google us, man.
Don't Google the tickets. You're going to get ripped off.
You're going to be hitting us up.
Man, I paid $172 for y'all tickets. Like, no.
You're going to be mad. It ain't going to be nothing we can do about it.
Yeah.
All right, let's kick it off. 1994, best movie. I'm going to let you kick it off, Tone.
Oh, man, you already know what I'm coming with. The Shawshank Redemption.
That's what I was doing.
Shawshank Redemption,
man. Man.
In 1994, ain't no punk. You got Forrest Gump, you got The Lion King, you got True Lies, you got
Pulp
Fiction.
First of all, two of those movies are in my top five.
Man.
Forrest Gump and Shawshank Redemption are in my top five.
Yeah, man. 94 is solid. You got Leon the Professional.
Dog!
What's that?
That was my phone.
What the hell you got going?
It was just my ringtone for the text.
It always does that? You chose that?
For a certain person.
Oh. Leon the Professional. Gary Oldman.
Yes.
Gary Oldman, the villain in that movie. I used to watch that movie on TV all the time. And they changed, that's when they had to change the words for cussing. And he's tired of that MF and BS is what he actually says. But when they cut to Gary Oldman, I'm tired of this Mickey Mouse boot squash. Man, I said, I'm saying this for the rest of my life. Because Mickey Mouse boot squash.
Mickey Mouse boot squash?
Boot squash is not a thing.
Come on.
But is his name Jean Reno?
Yes.
Man, I love that movie with the little girl. It's basically Logan.
Natalie Portman.
Nigga, it's Natalie Portman. That's, that is Natalie Portman as a children.
Paddley Norton. Yes.
That's one of my guilty pleasure movies. I feel like Tone appreciates it.
Uh-huh.
But I feel like most people don't appreciate The Professional.
Oh, they love it. The people that know about it, they...
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
Now, what y'all think in the comments, man? Y'all love...
And yo, he made... I found this out like later on. Jean Reno made a choice to make his character slower mentally.
Oh, really?
Just to offset the creepy vibe of
the kid,
him and the kid, as to make it as to
really
make it to, yeah, as to make it to where he's kind of like on her level
on mentally. The mental, but he could kill at an adult level.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just to offset that creepy. You
so
know
you don't
saying?
Be like, man, what's up with you?
Yeah, because you know they would because initially in the script they was playing it all because she was trying to like. You know, be on him like that. And he like, oh, hell no. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
Well, that's a good choice.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Good choice.
Brilliant choice. But, yeah, that movie's amazing. So 94 is just...
And you also got Pulp Fiction. Did
Pulp
you mention
Fiction.
That?
Yeah, I mentioned Pulp Fiction.
Pulp Fiction. So I just saw...
Speed.
Speed was good.
The Mask.
Keanu Reeves. You don't like The Mask.
I don't like The Mask. So yeah, I'm just throwing it in
Tony
there.
Don't like silly,
Dumb and
man.
Dumber, though.
My favorite.
Also 94.
I
The Flintstones.
Halle Berry. Hell yeah, y'all.
True Lies.
I remember True Lies. They had a good they had a Burger King campaign.
True Lies, man.
That's Schwarzenegger.
Yep.
They
Jamie
blew up
Lee
the bridge.
Curtis.
Yeah.
Jamie Lee Curtis was a scene still in that.
She was. That was a really short movie. I remember people talking about that. It was on the shorter end of movies. What was I saying? Sam Jackson.
Yes.
He had auditioned for something Quentin Tarantino, Reservoir Dogs.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
He auditioned for Reservoir Dogs. He didn't get it, and he was sad. And Quentin Tarantino was like, don't worry, I'm writing something for you. So he was like, oh, I'm just going to get a little part. And then he got the Julius.
Jules. Yeah.
Him and John Travolta's whole thing in
for
that movie. When they accidentally killed the dude in the car with the bump.
Yes.
And the way they were just like.
Yes.
And they had to call the wolf.
Man.
I went to France and I got a Royale with cheese
Did
because
you?
Of that movie. Yeah,
was it good?
It was great.
Royale,
and they
with
really
cheese.
Called it Royale with cheese.
Man,
I thought he was just saying that. When I went to Paris the first time, I was like, McDonald's.
Quentin Tarantino is a master of dialogue.
For sure. He loves to say nigga too, by the way.
I don't like that element of his dialogue at all whatsoever, because he always throw it in there.
Yeah.
Until like recently he finally stopped. But his dialogue, man, he is wordy. Him and Aaron Sorkin, I feel like.
Oh my God.
Wordiest.
Aaron Sorkin ain't never seen a word he didn't want to write. God, dog, man. They be talking fast too.
They do.
Man, he be like every word ever written in English.
Yeah, for sure.
Man, his page has got to be, his thing got to be crazy.
His script's got to be like, here's a script, y'all. Man, God bless. I got to memorize all this?
Man.
But yeah, 94 was a great year musically.
Lion King, too.
The Lion King, yeah.
The Lion King's in there?
Yep. Santa Claus, Clear and Present Danger, Ace Ventura, yo. Jim Carrey.
Yeah, man.
He had Ace Ventura, Dumb and Dumber, and The Mask in the same year. That shit is crazy.
That's probably never been touched before.
I ain't never seen a run like that consolidated in
a calendar
in one year. It's wild.
20 million.
Well, he didn't get, by the time he got the 20 million, it wasn't until the cable guy.
Really?
Because he shot all this back to back. So there was no, like, they weren't hits yet.
Yeah,
so he
right.
was just working at, yeah, we'll give you, you know, this.
300,000.
Yeah,
million.
Yeah.
$2 million.
So once all these hit.
Yeah.
Then he could be like, 20 million.
20 million.
And then Cable Guy was an L.
Tanked. I know the studio was like, man,
we should have kept giving you the scraps. So we give you the 20 million.
Did I tell you that? Did I saw a YouTube video on the Truman Show?
Oh,
so the YouTube video. Have you seen this, Leah? Okay. The theory in the YouTube video is that the Truman Show. When did Truman know that he was in the show?
Yeah.
Right. Tone. The dude argues that Truman knew the whole time in the movie, because the first shot of the Truman Show, he's digging the hole that he escapes out of, and he's blocking the camera with his butt. Remember the first shot of Truman Show?
I don't.
He's in the garden. Okay, in the first shot of Truman Show, he's in the garden and his wife is walking by. Yeah. Laura Linney, I think it is. Laura Linney's like saying bye, and he's got his butt out, and he's looking over his shoulder. He's like, see you later.
Yeah.
And you can't really see what he's doing. When he comes out of that hole in the movie, that's where he was.
Oh.
So the dude argues that Truman always knew, but he's planning his escape through the movie, and the whole movie is him finding out who he can trust, and it's not until he realizes, I can't trust nobody. It's just me.
Yeah.
He doesn't know how many other people are stuck in the movie. And the I can't remember his friend's name, but the dude who comes with the beers at the end, he thinks he's trying to figure out who's in on it.
Yeah.
And he finds out, that's why his heart's broken when his friend, he has a conversation, he realized, oh, you're in on it.
Yeah.
And once he realizes it's him by himself, then he goes to the water.
That's crazy.
I said, man, the dude has said he's watched the movie like 50 times. It's like his favorite movie. I was like, all right, bro. I mean, I love it too, but like, and I said, man,
I only
what
seen it
the
once.
Heck? Yeah, dang. I love that movie.
Yeah.
But,
what was that, 97, 98? I think it was 98.
I don't know. You should watch it again, Tony. I don't know what year it was. Yeah, I'm not autistic the way you are when it comes to you. but man, I'm trying to decide. Okay, Shawshank Redemption, that's my favorite movie in 94.
Yeah.
Forrest Gump really climbed up on me.
Yeah.
Because that's in my top five, too.
Forrest Gump was amazing.
Because I just remember, like, just thinking, this is just a really good movie.
Yeah.
It's just a really good time.
I saw that opening weekend, and I went to the theater, just average, like, anticipation.
Yeah.
You know, just be cool, Tom Hanks, those must be comfortable shoes. And then, and I was just so in on it the whole time.
Yeah.
It was an emotional roller coaster, and I was just like, yo, that shit was incredible.
It was so good,
and then
man.
I went back and watched it again. I didn't see Shawshank until video.
Yeah, I saw a video.
That movie.
I used to watch that movie on TV.
Smooth
all the time.
L at the box office. That movie took an L. Ron Hubbard, dog. Shawshank made zilch.
See, man, that's why you need VHS, man, because the movie could find its audience
for
later
sure.
on the video run.
Yeah,
and I don't
found
think that
it video.
Has there been a movie that's found in the streaming era? Has there been a movie that found its audience streaming that tanked in the box office, but became a cult classic streaming. I feel like that used to happen all the time on VHS, but I haven't heard no stories like that on streaming.
I'll see like movies that didn't do that well, and then I'll see them in the top 10 on Netflix. So I'll see them.
But I mean, I feel like that's manufactured.
It could be, but that's all I got to go on. Like, you know, that cult status is building. Because really, John Wick didn't go crazy.
It didn't?
In theaters, not the first one. It did like $40 million domestic.
But see, I don't remember people being like John Wick on the streaming, y'all.
It wasn't really the streaming, but it was just like, I don't know where the groundswell happened for John Wick, but if you look at the box office, yeah, it was just $40 million.
I do remember people talking about John Wick on social media, yeah, after it came out. That, because I don't think I saw the first one. I didn't see the first one in real time.
Yeah.
But from two on, I was watching them when they were coming out.
Yeah,
it
was out. Like, you know, it was just building.
Yeah.
And so I feel like that's like that old school back in the day build of, yeah, like, we catch it later. I'm like, oh, this shit dope.
I wonder what year it was where we, like, was the peak of video. Because I remember still in the early 2000s, still going to Blockbuster.
Oh, yeah.
And then Redbox.
I used to love going to the video store.
Yeah. But I remember when we moved to L.A. in 2013... It had been a minute.
I feel like the fade out on the video store was like 2003.
Nah, because I remember when the Blockbuster for my job closed. I used to go there, and I had a Madden that I rented, and they closed. And I went to turn it back in. It was like Blockbuster closed. And the thing was like, if you have stuff, man, just keep it. And I was just like, oh, snap. And that was my Madden from Blockbuster.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, I think that was, and I was already married, and I was working the daycare, so this probably was like 2006 or 7. But I feel like
it was already, because the fade out started around the 2000, like, because that's when I started renting from Netflix. I was actually ordering the Netflix titles in the mail.
You was early.
Because they had the movies really that was hard to find. And I was like, let me get that. And then I would do the little fold open and put it back up in the thing.
The little fold over.
The little fold over.
All right, thing. So we got Shawshank Redemption and Forrest Gump.
All right,
hip hop albums. Oh, Nas, Illmatic, Nas, Illmatic. Heard it all before.
Heard it all.
Wasn't
before.
He like 19 at the time?
Nah, because he was born in like 70. I don't know if he was 19.
What was his first album?
He was born in when? 73. So he was 20 in 93. So, yeah, he was
21?
21.
Was that his first album, Illmatic?
Yes, for sure. So he was a teen when he was writing all the lyrics and stuff like that, but like when the album came out, he was a man. Illmatic, though.
Illmatic.
It's stiff competition because you got Ready to Die by Biggie.
Yep.
You got Southern Playlistic Cadillac
That's
Music
my choice,
by Outkast.
By the way.
That's your choice?
Southern Playlistic Cadillac Music.
I love that album. And so that's tough. You got Resurrection by Common, which I also love. You got Method Man. Takao, you got The Diary by Scarface, you got There's a Dark Side by Redman, but listen, Illmatic is my favorite album of all time.
Widely considered the greatest rap album ever.
I love it. It's just perfect.
It's beating people's top fives.
10 tracks, 9 actual songs.
It's no skips.
No skips.
No Jodeci.
Nah, 0 skips. It's literally beats, rhymes, and life. Ain't no R&B features. It's just a rapper telling
Tone
you what life
here
looks
for the
like.
Other stuff,
I'm
man.
Just saying, like if you want to introduce what rap is to an alien culture, without the extra fillers of just like,
oh, this is a R&B, great premise,
R&B or whatever, you give them Illmatic.
Straight rap.
It's just straight rap.
This is a great. Let's make this video because this is a good premise. I'm not going to tell them the Nas because this is great,
peeps. Life doesn't happen bi-weekly, so why should payday? That's the ultimate question, man. That's the ultimate question. If life is not happening bi-weekly, why should payday, man? You know what I'm saying? The money you've earned should be in your hands today with Earn In, man. Earn In is an app that lets you access your pay as you earn it, right? Up to $150 a day with a max of $750 between paydays. Just download the EarnIn app and add your info. Then start accessing your pay as you work and leave an optional tip to help keep the app running for everyone. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. EarnIn's mission is to make financial momentum accessible to everyone. It's your money. Put it in your hands with EarnIn, right? Make EarnIn a part of your financial routine and join EarnIn's over 4 million customers making any day payday, all right? I would have loved this when I was working at Dairy Queen, when I was working at Inmerse, when I was working at McDonald's. This would have been clutch. Because you know your car don't care about your payday. Your medical issues don't care about your pay cycle. That's stuff that just pops up. If you got kids and they need a project or they got to do something or you got to get something for the kids for school, you ain't got time to be waiting on 2 weeks. Especially when your kids hit you with that deadline that you ain't even know existed. And they be like, Ma, we got to turn that thing in Monday. I'm like, you ain't tell me that. For EarnIn to come in, you know what I'm saying? So download the EarnIn app today, spell E-A-R-N-I-N in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the EarnIn app, type in the Ball Brothers under podcast when you sign up. It'll really help the show. The Ball Brothers under podcast. EarnIn is a financial technology company, not a bank. Access limits are based on your earnings and risk factors. Standard cash outs take 1 to 2 business days with no mandatory fees. Expedited transfers available for a fee. Tips are voluntary and don't affect the service. Available in select states. Terms and restrictions apply. Visit EarnIn.com for full details. Download EarnIn now and take control of your pay. Now, back to the Ball Brothers.
Alien cult. Okay, what's the qualification?
So the qualification is no R&B up in there, no other genres. It's just
okay. I love this. This is great. I'm gonna let you do it. All right. Oh, shoot, sorry, it's on Leo. All right, scoot in. Scoot in. All right, y'all. Me and Tone are having a debate. Okay. Yes. If you had to introduce aliens to rap via one rap album, what would you choose? Tony's gonna give you the particulars.
Yes. So it's gonna have to be a straight rap album, no R&B features, just straight rap. Boom, bap. No extra genres included. What album are you bringing to the table?
All right. Put your answers in the comments. Tony's album, I'm not even going to say it because I don't want y'all to jump in.
Y'all already know what it is, Tony.
All right, go ahead and put it in the bottom.
What's going on, man?
All right, yeah. I love that. I'm trying to think of what I would do. Man, because R&B features was a huge...
Yeah, man.
It's a huge part of rap for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
People ain't going to listen to you. They're going to be like, man, features...
And they right. They're going to come in there heavy feet. Lauryn Hill, Miseducation. All right, man. The Fugees, the score. What?
Singing their ass. Yeah, I'm going Southern Playlist of Cadillac Music.
I love Southern Playlist of Cadillac Music.
My brother had that tape, just like you were saying with the Sade.
Yeah.
The older brother coefficient.
Yes.
If they think it's cool, you'd be like, man, I think it's cool as well.
Okay, man. This album caught me off guard.
Yeah.
I couldn't stop listening to it.
Yeah, and I just moved to the East Coast.
Uh-huh.
So that part of my life which I'm very grateful for, from 94 to like 99, I was in North Carolina and Virginia.
Yeah.
And that's when Outkast, they was playing it at the high school bands and stuff. ATLians was like me and you. Remember the high school band was playing your mama and your cousins ATLians. Too. In the high school band. I was like, that sits with you.
Right.
So I'm gonna go Southern Plays listen. Okay. Black music. All right. 94, we talking about the best R&B album.
Best R&B.
Mine's easy. Crazy, Sexy, Cool.
Oh, I love that album.
TLC.
Love that album.
T-Boz.
Left cool, Eye and Chili.
Left Eye and Chili. Cool videos.
Yeah.
Cool visuals.
Yes.
Cool songs.
They was firing on all cylinders,
man. They was cooking.
They was cooking,
Pebbles
dog.
Gave them the RAV4s, man. Yeah. Y'all did good.
Man.
Drive this Toyota. They're selling millions.
I was so mad that they was bankrupt.
Dog.
I was like, y'all sold 10 million in the U.S. alone and y'all bankrupt?
RAV4. Take the key. There's no Cadillac record,
man.
I don't ball against the stove. That's the problem. They balled against the stove. They didn't know.
The stove.
They thought the money was coming. Money wasn't coming. Pebbles was like, yeah, RAV4s, y'all. But that album was one of the few that I was listening to.
Yeah.
Had it on my Walkman.
Man.
Headphones.
There's so many
Brandy
good songs.
Brandy had a self-titled debut album, too.
That was a debut?
Aaliyah, AJ Number, the Number was
R.
good.
R. Kelly creeping in the background.
Yeah. Ugh.
Creep.
Boys to Men. My Life.
By Mary J. Woo.
Boys to Men.
The 2 album went crazy.
Two.
That went past Diamond.
Is that the one where they had the blue, but the black and white with the blue?
On the album cover?
No, on the music video. Was it End of the Road?
No, End of the Road was before.
Okay, it's End of the Road.
This is Bended Knee. This is I'll Make Love to You. Yeah. This is Vibing.
First of all, they were selling crazy.
Oh, selling like hotcakes, though.
Selling crazy.
That's why when you talk sales, when you talk about Boyz II Men versus Jodeci, the sales ain't even close.
Man. Come on, man. But see, Boyz II Men was more mass appeal.
Yeah.
Jodeci looked like thugs. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can see Boyz II Men being easier to market.
Yeah, for sure.
To everybody. And their songs were on the radio.
Shirts was tucked in.
Vests
on.
Vests.
You know what I'm saying?
A guy in a vest ain't going to rob you. Casey and JoJo had chest meat out.
They did have chest meat out.
Chest meat.
Well, JoJo usually covered his meat
out. Yeah, covered. JoJo's a little portly.
He was the portliest of the bunch. I felt bad for him because everybody else was out there shirtless in the desert.
Man, he was my North
Star.
He
was like, man, I got the vest on and the shirt. You in the desert. I know you hot. Nah, man. Just roll the tape. I felt connected to him because I would have been the one with my shirt on.
You still don't be shirtless, man.
I still don't. So
and you got the body, man. Take it off. You done all this work, man. You see me? I be Titties McGee, man. I'm here, Titty me.
You was pissed off, dog.
Take it off, man. What's the point of doing all the work if you gonna be shirt on? I don't even do all the work. You see, I got a shadow under my titty meat. You can see this. That's how much it hangs over. There's a shadow under. That means the light's not going through, Tone. It's dark under here, man. It should be like that. There should be no shadow. But there is. You see the line? I got a permanent line for where the titties reside. First of all, this mirror is confusing the crap out of me. I don't know where my own body is. This doggone reflection, man.
Oh, snap.
You see that? My Janet Jackson. I got to hold it up. With 22 taco meat hairs. And you actually 207 with the doggone shirt on in the pool, man.
Oh, my God.
Take it off. You got a hoodie on in the line? Take it off. What's the point, man?
No.
Y'all better not let me lose 30 pounds.
But that would have been me in the desert. With Jodeci, I would have had on the full jacket, like, I'd have passed out. Like, take the vest off, Tom.
Take the vest off, man.
Nah, man.
It's hot out here.
Oh, my God. Oh, also honorable mention, Anita Baker had Rhythm of Love. Keith Sweat yet again.
Keith Sweat going to be in the mix.
Every year, I got a new Get Up On It that came out. You know what I'm saying? You always got an album out.
He's in the mix, man.
Shantae Moore, Love Supreme, Above the Rim soundtrack. I'm going to go with... Jeanne was my favorite R&B album of that year.
Really?
Jeanne, yes.
Okay.
That was my favorite R&B album that year.
Deep cut.
Yeah, man.
I love that.
That was a straight playthrough for me.
Yeah, man. I hate to be the old nigga looking back on the times. But man, we just had it good.
We did.
That was good.
R&B was cracking.
R&B was just,
look at that lineup.
Man, all those albums in the same year.
I'm gonna say TLC and My Life came out the same week.
Man, come on.
You got Brandy, Aaliyah, Jhené, Boyz II Men, Blackstreet, Anita Baker, Keith Sweat, Barry White.
I mean, these people ain't even from the same time period. No. Barry White, like, I'm in here with y'all too,
man. The Icon is Love. He was still moving units. Still platinum. I'm
Big
like,
Barry, man. Go down to Sam Goody, y'all.
Man, Changing Faces, All for One.
Man, the Cookouts, King Panda.
It's crazy.
Yeah, man, come on. The DJ's probably like, man, I'm losing my mind here. I got the hip-hop, I got the R&B, I got my choice of everything.
Man, R&B is dry now.
All right. So you going with Jhené? I'm going with TLC, Crazy, Sexy, Cool. All right, gospel album, 1994.
Oh, man, that's where I shine right here. Actually, I got a pick this
okay,
time.
Okay, let's do it.
BB and CC, Relationships.
That's all you care. The last time you said something, it was with BB and CC. You just scrolled through and it was like, when did BB and CC release album?
This song
man?
Had If Anything Ever Happened to You on it. If anything ever happened to you, I couldn't go on. Tell me, what would I do? Oh, I have to be strong. Find a way to get through.
Oh, my God.
If anything,
Tony just loved them, the BB and CC.
BB and CC.
BB and CC,
y'all. Sign me up.
94 was a great album, a year for gospel. You got Kirk Franklin and the Family, What You Looking For. Yep, he did. John P. Key, yeah, New Life, Colorblind.
John P. Key is the Keith Sweat of gospel. He keep coming every year, man. It's like the fifth time.
He was released in the 90s. John P. Key. Sky Walker, Love Fellowship Crusade Choir, live in Atlanta at Morehouse College. And Fred Hammond had Inner Court. But of all those, I'm going to go Hezekiah Walker live in Atlanta,
that's
Morehouse
what,
College.
That's what I was going to say.
That was BB and CC album.
Man, I wore that album down.
You love BB and CC.
Yeah.
And then she went solo, man. You couldn't love her no more.
She did. I'm still right. loving it, though.
Music video, oh, yeah. 1994. I'm going to tell you why.
Creep. It's the same. Man. It was the flowing pajama shirt.
It was
the pajamas, man.
T-Boss, that man, at that time in my life, I said, man, this day, you can't get no finer than this.
It was the
with the little bangs.
T-Boss was old. Chili, fine, man.
She didn't get to sing much, but she was in there with them. Chili wasn't really, you know what I'm saying? They was just like,
when TLC first came out, I was like, Chili the one.
Yeah.
Chili, and then,
but by
then, even before then, it was that baby, baby, baby video. I was like, yo, T-Boz is looking tremendous,
man.
And then I was T-Boz McGee.
T-Boz, and no, they were all beautiful. Left Eye was gorgeous too.
Left Eye's eyes,
Left Eye, and also, man, on the radio, stop cutting Left Eye's verse off on the old radio, 94.7 The Wave, the hits from today and yesterday.
Man,
stop cutting her verse off of Waterfalls, man.
She had a dope ass verse.
I took a picture yesterday. Put it back in. She burnt Andre Rice's house down.
She was flowing, man. She was killing on Donnell Jones.
She was,
too.
Man. I love Left Eye.
Her eyes, though, it looked like somebody just drew.
I thought she used to have an egg on her eye when I was a kid.
Oh, the condom?
Didn't know. I was like, why is she?
I don't think I knew it was a condom right away either.
I had no. I was like, what's the deal with the egg thing?
Because the porn I saw when I was a kid, it was all just raw. They never put the condoms on.
The motel signal down at the Calico Cat.
I was like, what's
they buy
what's
hotel rooms by the hour down here, man. In between channel 2 and 3 is some sex.
You know what really introduced me to condoms? It was Digital Underground, sex packets.
Really?
Yeah, because I didn't really understand it. And that's what they had on the album cover. I was like, what's that? It's condoms.
That's hilarious. Yeah, see, man, media is important, man. For you got to educate the youth.
The youth.
All right, so we agree on the music
Creep,
video.
Man.
Creep.
T-Boz nipple.
Pause. And not that type of pause. I'm talking about Tony was pausing the video. Yeah. All right, song of 94, Tone.
Oh, I Got Regulate by Warren G and Nate Dogg.
Oh, man. I seen a TikTok with a dude doing that in Spanish. It hits in a totally different language. I was like, dang, this
It was
great.
A clear black night, a blue white moon. Trying to consume. He was minding his own business, man. He was do. Just hit the east side of the LBC on the mission trying to find Mr. Warren G, man. Shout out to Nate Dogg for finding Warren G,
man,
and saving his goddamn life that night.
What a great story.
He was like, I'm getting jacked. I'm breaking myself. I can't believe they're taking Warren's wealth.
And I love storytelling rap.
Oh, man, that's storytelling to the fullest.
Like, we in the ride.
Yeah.
We along for the ride of
I
that
I was getting
story.
Robbed with him.
Man, Tony was like, I ain't got nothing but chocolate milk.
Like, oh, man, you know, I just got the bracelets, man. I got the bracelets. I got the bracelets, man. I got the Apple Watch, man. I got some steps in. I got some steps. Maybe you can get the steps.
Oh, my God.
Trying to connect with the robbers and shit.
I like Slick Rick used to be telling stories. Oh, I used to be like, man, this is crazy. Kendrick Lamar, that's what I like about him, too.
Scarface.
Yeah. Good Kid, Mad City. He was like, man, I was in the backseat with y'all, man. Yeah. We robbing the people. We don't really want to be doing this.
Straight stories. Nas, telling stories in reverse.
Yeah, man.
He told the story in reverse.
Man, song 94 songs are, you got Notorious B.I.G., Juicy, you got I'll Make Love to You, 14 Weeks at number one. I think Lil Nas X knocked them off.
Oh, they just now? That's who he had to beat?
I think he had to beat them with Old Town Road. If I'm not mistaken, correct me if I'm wrong,
One Sweet Day was number one, right?
One Sweet Day.
That's what had the record.
It was Boys to Men. So it must have been like 18
But
weeks.
That's 95, though.
That's Boys to Men and Mariah Carey?
Because One Sweet Day is on Mariah Carey's Fantasy album. That came out the next year.
See,
maybe even 96, hell. Sure.
One Sweet Day. Was it must have been 18 weeks then?
They kept setting records and beating their own records. Yeah, Boyz II Men. Because the End of the Road was a record. And then I'll Make Love to You was a record. And then here come One Sweet Day again.
16. Okay.
Boyz II Men, so killing.
They
man.
Beat their own record.
Yeah.
14 was them. Uh-huh. And then when Mariah Carey was 16. Yeah. And then that Lil Nas X.
Wasn't he butt naked out in the streets?
He was recently? Butt naked. I didn't see the video of him being naked. I saw him in the draw.
Yeah, Tidy Whitey's.
No, but he was naked later. Yeah, I just found out. We talked about this on the podcast today. Peeing out.
Oh, snap. Where was he at?
Littler Nas X was out.
Oh. Where was he at? Oh, wow. I could have seen that.
Now, I'm going to go. You know, I'm going to surprise you on the song.
Okay.
Because I believe it had to be. To me, it was probably the biggest song of 94.
Ooh. It's a bold
Kiss
claim.
From a Rose. Seal.
That's one of the biggest songs for sure.
For me, with the Batman.
Ooh, the more I get of you, stranger, man, it feels, yeah.
I love that song,
yeah,
man.
It's fire,
I heard
dog.
It's about cocaine.
Huh?
That's what I heard. I don't know if it's true.
A kiss from a rose on the
That's
grave?
What I heard, but that was my, bruh.
Yeah,
that's
on fire. Baby, I can take you to a kiss from a rose on the grave. Ooh.
I love it, man. Yeah.
That's a fire song.
Didn't even know Seal wasn't American. He came over here and dropped that bomb off, put it on the Batman. It was at the end of the Batman.
Wait, where he from?
England.
Is he?
I think.
He's English?
I think Seal English. Let me look it up.
He's not Canadian.
He's English. Seal Henry.
Paddington, London.
He's from Paddington.
Olusegun Olamide Adeola Samuel.
Okay. He's Nigerian.
He got to be.
He came out with that song Crazy. That was my introduction to him.
And if we ever go to Seal, I thought that was a. Yeah.
Unless you're a little crazy.
Paddington, England. That's posh.
Paddington is big England.
Yeah. I thought that was the Bears' name. I didn't realize he was. That's a city.
Paddington Bear.
But other than that, maybe
I'm not mad at that.
You, but I got to go Kiss from a Rose.
I'm not
man.
Mad
that
at it, man.
Was
Kiss from a Rose.
Smash
was, that
in 94.
Was, that was 94.
That's 94 for real.
That came out in 94, though, for
it
sure.
94.
They put that on the Batman soundtrack, though.
Yeah,
the following
let me double
year.
Check. Because, man, you know what
yeah,
I'm
double
saying?
Double check, man.
Because Google be. Man, when I Google stuff, it be wrong.
Yeah, you got to Google sometime.
Yeah, you do have to Google.
Yeah, make sure
yeah 94.
All right, man.
Second album, eponymous album. All right, what you got?
I did it regularly.
Oh, yeah, you did.
Yeah.
All right, man, that's 1994, y'all. God bless y'all, man. We'll be doing 1995 next week.
Yeah.